Rod Menard, T.K. Hewlett, Lazy Lester, Cookie and the Cupcakes, King Carl, Phil Phillips, Van Broussard, Fats Domino, Frankie Ford, John Fred, and the Boogie Kings. Saturday afternoons at 3 for Born on the Bayou at KRBS.
Move it to the left, yeah.
I'm Lee Kleinfeder. Hope you can join me Saturday afternoons at 3 for KRBS and Born on the Bayou.
We're live from the Liberty Theater in Eunice, Louisiana, every Saturday night from 6 to 7:30. Hi, this is Barry Unsley inviting you to join us right here on KRVS for the Rendezvous des Cajuns every Saturday night from 6 to 7:30 with great Cajun music, Zydeco, lots of other regional music, stories, commentary, and who knows what else, because we are live from the Liberty Theater in Eunice, Louisiana.
Vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lac Charles. This is Public Radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles.
Support for KRVS comes from Freetown Farmers Market, located at 421 East Convent in the Freetown Studios, featuring fresh, local, pesticide-free seasonal produce, freshly baked bread, and homemade goods. Find them on their Facebook page under Freetown Farmers Market.
To another edition of Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash, and I'm very proud and pleased as punch to have in the studio with me today my good friend Dan Phillips. The reason I brought him in today is we're going to do a little tribute to Wardell Kazerk, and I'm sure I'm pronouncing his wrong name. I kind of did it on purpose. Or name wrong, so that Dan could tell you how his name's supposed to be produced, supposed to be spoken.
Well, he pronounced it Kazer.
Kazer, there we go. And today's show is called Wardell's New Orleans, with Dan Phillips at the helm. Dan, you want to tell us a little something about Wardell and why he's so special?
Wardell was one of the great New Orleans arrangers and producers from, I'd say, the late 50s on into the present day. He just died last year. But he was working up until almost the day he died on projects. He did one with Dr. John he was working on that hasn't been released yet, right before he died. And he was very behind-the-scenes kind of guy, but he had interest in record labels in New Orleans. He co-owned a number of them. And he worked at Malico Studios in the early 70s in Jackson, Mississippi, when the recording studio scene in New Orleans fell apart. And he had some huge hits there with King Floyd, Groove Me, Gene Knight, Mr. Big Stuff. Those were the big records that came out of that three-year stint he did up in Jackson, Mississippi. And he had some great records in New Orleans, too, that he produced. Robert Parker, Barefootin'.
Oh, yeah.
And Willie T's Teasin' You, which was a big beach music hit. And he worked with Dave Bartholomew, who was a big name in New Orleans producing, who was Fats Domino's producer for many, many years, from the late 40s into the 60s. And Wardell worked in Dave Bartholomew's band in the 50s, and Dave gave him a lot of arranging chores when he found out how great Wardell was. So Wardell did a lot of arranging for Dave's band and Dave's recording project starting around 1960.
Right. And I guess part of the reason that he's not really a household name is, number one, is his last name is almost impossible to pronounce.
That's true.
And a lot of times on records, you just see produced by Q.
Big Q.
Or Big, yeah, right.
Or just Wardell sometimes. It didn't use his last name.
Right.
Which has an unusual spelling, too, which is another reason why people don't know how to pronounce it.
Right. As a kid, I always thought it was Kuzerke. Q-U-E-Z-E-R-Q-U-E.
Exactly.
Kuzerke. And I can stick with that a little bit.
I've heard it pronounced many ways.
And I'm so dyslexic anyway, so it's even if you tell me the right way to do it, I'm gonna make it backwards.
You're Henri.
Henri? I ain't Henri. My name's Roger. All right, so we're gonna get right into it. And we're gonna open up with a little number from Dan's fabulous collection here. By a guy named Blazer Boy, and I think that was the alias for George Stevenson, is that right?
You got that right.
And this is Imperial 5801 from 1962, and New Orleans Twist. And here we go.
Well, down in New Orleans, they're doing the fight. And they got a new dance called Popeye, where the bands are playing. The people insist that they play the music so they can do the twist. We're going to twist.
All night, yeah.
We're going to sing now.
We're going to twist on.
The young and the old, the hair romance. Yeah, the young and the old can do this dance. Well, I called my friend at the chicken shack. She said, a man, come and get me, take me to the crack. I said, pretty baby, how's about a kiss? She said, wait a minute while I do this twist. We're gonna twist.
All night long.
Yes, we're gonna sing now.
We're gonna twist on.
The young and the old can have romance. The young and the old can do this dance. I'm going to a party across the track. It's a hole in the wall, people call the crack. The young and the old twist all night long. The new twist dance has gotten gone. We gonna twist.
All night,
yes, we gonna sing.
We gonna twist, yeah.
The young and the old can have romance. The young and the old can do this dance. We'll be right back.
garbage. They heard a man say, John Glenn is heading out of the way. Friendship 7 is on track number 5. I wanna be twisting when John passed by. They did the twist.
Way out of space.
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 Venus gave a twist and party. Way out in space. She invited Pluto to twist the night away. Pluto invited Mars. Mars invited Neptune. Neptune invited Jupiter. And Jupiter invited the moon. They did the twist.
Way out in space.
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 Way up there, they had a jubilee. The jockey folks, they had a jamboree. They was drinking cider from a old tin cup. They felt so good, they got all shook up. They did the twist.
Way out in space.
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 Way up in orbit, they heard a man say, John Glenn is heading out of the way. Friendship 7 is on track number 5. I wanna be twisting when John passed by. They did the twist.
Way out in space.
They did the twist.
Way out in space.
They did the twist.
Way out in space.
They did the twist.
They did the twist. Sissy. Sissy. Wow.
And all right, we are back. And today on Freetown Radio, I'm very happy to have in the studio with me Dan Phillips, one of the world's leading authorities on New Orleans R&B, and just happens to live in our neighborhood not too far from Freetown. And we just heard from Dan's collection, Do the Sissy, with Charlie Simmons and the Royal Imperials. That was on PJ's Records, a little label out of New Orleans.
Very little label.
They've made one record. No, we don't. 1966, that was from. Before that, we heard Twistin' Out in Space by the great Robert Parker. You know Robert Parker, Barefootin' was his big hit, and also a great sax player. And that was on Imperial from 1962. And we started off the set with a New Orleans twist. There's a nice little trio of dance numbers by a Blazer Boy, a.k.a. George Stevenson. And, Dan, what's the whole thing with the sissy thing in a nutshell? Because...
Well, yeah, it's... I wrote about 8,000 words on it, I think, one time. But it was an underground dance phenomenon in New Orleans and around the country, really. And there were a bunch of songs that were written because people were doing the sissy dance. And so sissy songs arose, as many songs did, people trying to sell records by, you know, talking about a dance that was popular. Unfortunately, the sissy wasn't popular enough to sell records. There were a lot of people that did the sissy, but it was underground, and the name of the dance sort of has something to do with that.
Uh-huh.
Without going into a lot of details, just use your imagination, and I think you'll see why, you know, it was sort of, especially back in the 60s, an underground dance.
Right. Okay. Thanks for clearing that up. And we're going to go to, what do you know about Raymond Lewis? We're going to hear a little tune called Coppin' a Plea.
Raymond Lewis recorded quite a bit. He recorded mostly for Alan Toussaint on the Allen label.
Right.
And one of his most popular songs down in New Orleans is called I'm Gonna Put Some Hurt on You. A lot of people covered that. Shine Robinson, Al Robinson covered that.
Right.
And lots of people covered it in New Orleans, but he did the original of it. And this is a song he did on the Warm label, which was a division of another small New Orleans label called Watch. And Wardell produced and arranged this. Wardell and Earl King ran all of the sessions on the Watch label.
Okay. So let's get to it. Let's see. We're going to hear Coppin' a Plea. And here we go.
Deacon Jones and Elder Brown, we had a little talk last night. And they told me I ought to treat you right, and that we ought to get back tight. When I told you I put the hurt on you, you know I'm sorry for everything I said. For all the other things that I said I would do, you know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Show me on the dollar. Show me on the dollar.
asked where it's at. Well, it's across the street, yeah. If I'm alive. They call her Sheikah Sheikah Sue. She's doing all the dances. And now you want her to do. Alright, you mean her. She's doing a funky, funky Broadway. Popcorn main. She sissy walk, baby. She really shake her thing. I said a shake, baby, shake her. Yeah, you're really working out great. When I walk in, oh well, she took them off, man. Put on a mini skirt, hear me now. Oh well, she jump up on the floor, baby. And then she went to work. And I told her, come on, I want to shake, baby, shake. Good job. Yeah, you're really working out great. Ooh,
go, 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 go. You're putting on real fashion.
Oh, yeah. Well, she shook it up high. Ha. Then she shook it down low. Hear me. Well, she shook it so hard, man. Ha. Then she fell down on the floor. Let me hear now. Then she moved with the groove. Oh, ha. Then she rocked with the sock. Now I told her, come on, I want to shake,
baby, shake.
Yeah, you're really working out great. Hear me now.
Go, 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 go.
Never, never all alone. Father-in-law reading the paper, and mother-in-law she's sewing. The Secret Service
make me nervous.
They make me nervous. They make me nervous.
Yes, they do.
Oh, yes, they do.
You know they do.
If I take her to the show, I got to tell everything that happened. And if I don't be back about a quarter to six, man, I'm in a terrible fix. The Secret Service
make me nervous.
They make me nervous. They make me nervous.
Yes, they do.
Oh, yes, they do.
You know they do.
When I'm walking beside her, the people tell me I'm lucky. Yes, I know I'm lucky. I remember the day that I met her. But the Secret Service
make me nervous.
They make me nervous. They make me nervous. Oh, yes, they do.
You know they do.
I know you got that something, and I think that you understand. But when I say that something, I want to hold your hand. But the Secret Service
make me nervous.
They make me nervous. They make me nervous. Oh, yes, they do.
You know they do.
When I hold you close to me, I want to tell you just how I feel. Darling, darling, I love you. You know my love is real. But the Secret Service
make me nervous.
They make me nervous. They make me nervous.
Yes, they do.
You know they do.
Secret Service.
as they do now.
Woo! We're back. Secret save us. They make me nervous. That was a great Robert Parker on the NOLA label from 1967. If you just tuned in, this is Freetown Radio. We're doing a little tribute here to Wardell Kayser. I'm going to pronounce his name differently every time.
Why not?
We come on. And I'm here with Dan Phillips, and I'm so happy to be here with Dan because Dan knows a lot about New Orleans music. He was once a radio disc jockey himself in Memphis, weren't you?
That's right, for about 16 years.
On WAEVL.
That's right, Volunteer Radio in Memphis, they called it.
See, they're kind of like a sister station.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, Secret Service, we heard a couple of quotes in there.
There are a couple of lines that are lifted directly from Beatles songs. One of the lines is taken from a song called Every Little Thing that the Beatles did, and another one's from I Want to Hold Your Hand. That's the most obvious one. And as I was telling Roger, back in that time, the Beatles and the British invasion bands were just killing the radio. That's all that was on the radio. All these great R&B artists were just fighting to be heard on the radio back then.
Right.
And so why not, you know, just appropriate some Beatles lyrics to maybe make your record a little bit more hip.
Sure. And that was 1967, and the Beatles were really killing it.
Oh, yeah, they
then.
Were really killing it.
And before Robert Parker with Secret Service, we heard another track from 1967. That was Sammy Ridgely with Shake a Shake Sue. Man, what an amazing drum track on that. I think all of these is Smokey Johnson on drums.
Most of them have Smokey Johnson on the drums. Yeah, one of the great New Orleans funk drummers. He was funky before funk drumming was even recognized as existing. He and Earl Palmer and Charles Hungry Williams invented the funk drumming in New Orleans.
Right. And we can also mention that Sammy Ridgely is the brother of Tommy Ridgely, who's a little bit better known New Orleans vocalist.
One of the most popular New Orleans vocalists back in that day was Tommy.
Right. And before that, we heard Raymond Lewis with Coppin' a Plea. That was on the Warm label. I want to mention all of these records that Dan brought in are tiny little obscure New Orleans labels.
For the most part.
And that was from 64 or 65?
Something like that.
And Raymond Lewis, what do we know about him?
Raymond Lewis did most of his recording for Alan Toussaint on the Allen label, A-L-O-N. And what happened was Alan Toussaint went into the service himself. He went into the Army in 1963 and was out of commission for 18 months or so. And when that happened, a lot of these artists just scattered around to other labels. And so Coppin' a Plea came out on Warm. It was produced by Wardell and Earl King on Warm, which, as I said, was a division of the Watch label.
Oh, cool. Well, speaking of Earl King, let's start off our next set with Earl, who's one of the better-known New Orleans personalities, had some really big hits. I don't think this was one of them, though.
No, this wasn't a big hit, but it's a great record. Wardell did the horn arrangements on these Earl King early 60s sides.
Right. Well, we're going to go to 1961, and this is Earl King doing Mama and Papa.